Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury. And I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries helping the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus by equipping and empowering disciple makers called to forgotten people. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible Reading Plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So grab a cup of coffee, cozy up like we're by the fire, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's podcast, we would have read Deuteronomy 25, Psalm 116, Isaiah 52, and Revelation 22. You guys, it, as I record this, is Father's Day, and we are celebrating here in the Sheffy household. It's a great summer day in America, and it's usually marked by grilling and chilling. However, as we walk through the Word today, I take that fatherly focus to the text, and I see the telling of the end of the story in Revelation 22, which wonderfully calls us back to the beginning all over again. In the final pages of Scripture, Jesus reminds us that He was not just the God on the cross, but that He too was there from the very beginning. Revelation 22, 13 says this, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Then he goes on in verse 14 and he says, "Blessed are those who wash their robes so that they may have the right to the tree of life and that they may enter the city by the gates." After walking us through descriptions of the holy city, this new Jerusalem, in previous chapters, we are reminded that only those clothed in cleanliness are given the gift of eternal life and entrance into the holy city. These two realities, ushered in by the Son in the final chapter of the last book of the Bible, echo what was lost by sin in the first book of it all, in Genesis. There we are told of the beauty of the tree of life in the midst of paradise, and then what rebellion against the loving Father cost them all. You guys, we don't recognize this. So much of the book, basically the entirety of the story of the book, is the story of a loving Father. All of the Bible is a story of a loving, holy Creator God, a loving Father, and the rebellion of His children, right? So let's look at that reminder in Genesis about what was lost from this loving Father. It said in verse 22 of Genesis 3, "Then the Lord God said, 'Behold, the man has become like one of us, knowing good and evil. And now he might stretch out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever.' Therefore, the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. So he drove the man out. And at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life." The way to the tree of life. You guys, then what was guarded, in his great love, the Father sent Jesus, the way to the tree of life. He sent him to win back the opportunity for us to have a way to the tree of life. He earned on our behalf the right to be clothed in righteousness and to be clean before the Father. And then he handed us the garments of that righteousness on the cross. Not our own righteousness, but the righteousness of Christ that he, the Son, earned on our behalf. It was not only the Son's compassion and obedience, however, but the Father's burning heart of love and sacrifice for us. We should celebrate today the one who spoke all into being, the one who causes the winds to blow and the earth to tremble, Yahweh, our Father in heaven. And so today, let us pray to the Father the prayer that the Son taught us to pray as we celebrate life eternal with Him and the anticipation of entry into His holy city on this Father's Day. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You guys, have an amazing Father's Day. If you get the pleasure of enjoying it with your father, celebrate him. If your father's not with you, if you aren't in his presence right now, recognize, no matter what, you still have an eternal father in heaven. And he loves us all. So let's all celebrate that eternal father today, as well as any fathers, spiritual or earthly, that we've had in our lives. We're blessed, y'all. Recognize it and go. Don't even worry about subscribing today. I'll tell you that tomorrow. Be blessed and be a blessing. Happy Father's Day.